Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, now I'm sure it comes as no surprise to you that I like to stay current on what the youths are up to. Now, unfortunately, these days, it's mostly tweeting that I look mid. But, that means, but there's a hot new youth trend sweeping the younglings, and I'll tell you all about it in my segment. That's Yeet Dabbing on Fleek, fam! Now, I'm being informed that we've been doing this segment for so long that every word in that title is now out of date, so... That's Yeet Dabbing on Fleek, fam, is being brought into 2024 and rebranded as That's Gat, Spill the Tea, Baby Girl, Skibbity Toilet. Now, don't know what any of that means. Right now, the word on young people's minds is words, because Gen Z is bringing back reading. That was great. I was not aware that reading ever stopped. It says right here on the teleprompter I am reading. Now, apparently, a viral corner of TikTok called BookTok has made reading cool again. As one bookfluencer described it, I think people my age are craving something more authentic. What's more real than books? Exactly. What could be more real than this wardrobe that contains a door into a magical land where time stops and there's a lion who's also Jesus? You know, real. But young people's novel obsession might be less about the reading and more about looking like you're reading, because for single men, hot guy books are the hot new accessory. Here's the deal. If a guy is carrying around books is hot now, a lot of people better apologize to this guy. It's gonna be okay, buddy. Just not like for 44 years. Guys are even using books on the dating apps, where men are ditching selfies with puppies to pose with female-coded books. You hear that, guys? No more tigers, no more fish. The hot Tinder pic now is showing the ladies that you caught a really big, are you there, God, it's me, Margaret. Gen Z and millennial women are also getting booky with it. Kendall Jenner recently posted this picture of her reading on the beach and this one with a Joan Didion book. Is this how the kids are reading now? On all fours? Hey, can I read your copy of Odyssey? Sure. Assume the position. In fact, according to a recent study, both men and women find reading to be the biggest green flag behavior. Well, as a lifelong bookworm and also a lover of books on tape, so I'm also a bit of a tapeworm. I'm so excited that the younger generations are falling in love with the written word. Here to explain this literary youth trend is my writer and board-certified young person, Eliana Quartler. Eliana Quartler, everybody. Eliana, there you go. Eliana, hi.
Hi, Steve. Or as they say in books, hi, Steve, she said.
Eliana, you're young.
And single.
I've heard that. So tell me, what is the book all the kids are into these days?
Great question, Steve. Books slap. And the hot book that we kiddies simply can't help but stan is War and Peace.
Really? Tolstoy? That's impressive. What do you think of it?
Well, obviously, I loved the war, mm-hmm. but also, like, do not sleep on the and peace.
Okay, but what... What do you like about it? I mean, it's pretty heavy stuff.
It is really heavy. It made my arms look so toned when I posed with it for my Tinder profile.
Eliana, that's Kendall Jenner.
No, that's me, Steve. Remember? Single me?
Oh, right. Well, did you just buy War and Peace so you could take pictures with it on the beach?
No, Professor. I also took pictures with it on a ski slope and on the marquee of the beautiful Ed Sullivan Theater.
Eliana. Eliana, are you even reading this?
Yes.
I mean, I can't... Eliana, this is a hollowed-out book with your phone in it.
No spoilers!
Are you just using books to try to find a date?
No, Steve. I'm also using The Late Show. Why do you think I'm out here? It's a real green flag to be kind to the elderly. Do you need me to help you sort your medicine, sir?
No, I need you to focus.
I'd love to, on whether anyone in the audience is hot and single.
Well, you cannot hit on my audience.
You're right. That would be unprofessional. Hot singles should just scan this QR code.
Can we please just talk about reading?
Oh, right, reading. I love reading. Right, I never knew about it before.
Eliana, you went to Yale.
So did Brett Kavanaugh. You think that bitch can read?
Okay, it's a fair point. Eliana, do you have even a single thing to tell me about young people and books?
I do, Steve. For as Leo Tolstoy famously wrote in War and Peace, the strongest of all warriors...
Oh, you did read it.
...should scan this QR code. The stronger, the better. I kind of like to be carried around. I really need this, Steve.
My writer, Eliana Cortler, everybody.
Coming up, Tim Blake Nelson.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into, for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. My next guest this evening is that guy who's great in all those movies, including Holes, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. His novel, City of Blows, is out now in paperback. Please welcome to The Late Show, Tim Blake Nelson. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Nice to have you on.
It's a pleasure.
I'm a longtime fan. I can't believe this is the first time I've had a chance to talk to you.
Well, yeah. You know, there are all those times you asked me and I couldn't make it. No, it's amazing to be here. It's
Well, you've said that you don't think that you're what people think of when they think of as an actor.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Because you've been in 80 movies. I mean, you're what I think of when I think of as an actor I really like. Why is it hard for you to believe that this is your life?
Well, I guess I've always been puzzled by it. I always had a shallow, I suppose, perspective on what makes an actor and who should be an actor and whom an audience wants to see.
And everybody has to look like Cary Grant?
Yeah, it was something like that. It never really computed for me that normal-looking people, or perhaps abnormal-looking people, belonged on screens. And that people wanted to see idealized versions of what a human being might be. And it's strange because I always loved the character actors, like Edward G. Robinson and Walter Huston and Lee Van Cleef, Ernest Borgnine. These actors were always really my favorite actors growing up. But even still, I would get a look at myself early on when I would audition for television, and I'd see myself in the monitor and just think, oh, no, that's not going to work.
Has that changed?
It's changed somewhat because I came to understand that you need the guy who's next to the guy.
Is it fun? Is it fun to be the guy who's next to the guy?
Yeah, and ultimately that's more what I've wanted to be because I get to grow ridiculous beards like this. It's for a part I'm about to play. I'm what a generous person would call interesting looking, and
you've been referred to as one of the great character actors. Whatever that means, but here are some of the characters that you've played and people have loved. Here you are is Del Mar in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? My kids love this one. There you are is Dr. Podansky in Holes. As Richard Schell in Lincoln. And of course, can't forget Buster Scruggs right there. What does character actor mean to you?
I think that you have to juxtapose it. I guess they say the opposite of a character actor is either a lead, which applies to both theater and film, or a movie star, which is, of course, only applies to film. And I think that the difference largely is for a movie star. As any actor in movies, you're freighted with all the roles that have come before you, and you're advantaged by that. So if you go see a Tom Cruise movie, or a George Clooney movie, or a Brad Pitt movie, you want some of that Brad Pitt, and that's
you
great.
You sure do.
Yeah. And what's amazing about those guys is that they've been able to bring something that is utterly unique about each one of them into these movie star characters. And it's this wonderful combination of the Brad Pittness of the character and then whatever the particulars of that character demand. Whereas I think with a character actor, you want more to disappear into a role and foreground a little bit less of yourself. And I've always been really interested in that, in addition to the fact that I really didn't have a choice being a foreshortened gargoyle. Yeah. So there you go.
Well, now you have written your first novel, now available in paperback, called City of Blows, out today in paperback. What made you want to write a book? Is that another form of disappearing into character, in this case, multiple characters, and the voice of the author?
Yeah, that's a good question. I grew up in a house where books were venerated. And we were assigned books to report on at the dinner table, to read in addition to the books we were reading at school. And
have you heard that books are sexy now? Have you heard that? Young people find them sexy.
I saw
now.
That segment earlier.
Yes.
And there's
Are
no
you single?
Phone in the middle
Are you
of
single?
It. No, I'm, yeah, yeah.
All right.
I always love books. And I think that the novel is the purest form of storytelling there is. And it really does go back to that for me, that relationship between the parent and the child and the bedtime story. And then as we grow older and become more sophisticated and learn about psychology and the importance of action over what's said, and that people don't always tell the truth, and you can bring all of that into a novel in a way that the reader not only tolerates, but they want you to take your time and to delve into things like backstory in a way that movies can't and that plays can't, because there's a, among other things, a time constraint. And then you get stuff like inventive vocabulary and talking about things in an interesting way, and the fact that you have the last word in terms of what the novel is. And it was a very exciting pursuit for me.
So you're the actor because you're creating the character backstory. You're the writer because you're creating the narrative. You're the director. You're the editor. You're the producer. You're everything to the book.
Yeah, with a lot of people helping you. I mean, I wrote this book by myself, but I had a wonderful editor, a guy named Chris Heiser.
We always have a few Heiser heads out there.
He'll be very happy about that. You get to make all the final decisions, and that's very exciting because that's certainly not the case when you're acting, and sometimes even when you're directing, because there are different pressures on you.
The book is a story of Hollywood and some of the rougher sides of it too. You talk about people you're embodying people in here who might have their own echoes in the reality of Hollywood, some bad eggs out there. Who are the goodest eggs you've ever worked with in Hollywood? Who are the people you would highly recommend that want to work with? Because you've worked with incredible directors, the Coen brothers, Spielberg, Guillermo del Toro, Terrence Malick, your own son.
Yeah.
Your own son right here. I believe this is your son.
Henry Nelson.
There's Henry Nelson in the film you shot with him called Asleep in My Palm.
Yeah, Henry and I made this movie, Asleep in My Palm, which is out right now. But I guess all those guys you mentioned, Terrence Malick, Steven Spielberg, the Coens, Guillermo del Toro, I mean, these are incredibly generous people. I would say for me personally, the most influential in terms of just extraordinary human beings have been the Coens. They're extraordinary people, both together and as individuals. And what's most impacted me directly in my life and also indirectly is just their generosity. And you can see it in their movies. They do more than what is necessary to tell a story always. They give you more in production design, in the editing, in the music. It's always so beautifully and luxuriously curated by them in such a complete way. And then if you think of the actors to whom they've given careers, single-handedly almost, I'm One, Frances McDormand, Holly Hunter, Steve Buscemi, John Turturro.
Do you have a favorite? What's your favorite Coen Brothers movie? Because there's a right answer.
I love Miller's Crossing.
That's the right answer. That's in my opinion. That's my favorite. It's just first film I bought for myself is Miller's Crossing.
And why do you love it?
Because of it's a story. It's a love story about two men. And what it means to love someone, and that love may not be what that person wants you to be, but there's a purity to Tom's love that I find incredibly moving and as good as any love story I've ever seen. And you rarely see that between two men.
That is a fantastic answer. And now that's gonna be my answer. because it's much more interesting in mine than mine. I like the philosophy of it, and that this guy has been through all he has, and then he just puts that hat down, which has been this really valent metaphor through the entire movie. Mm-hmm. And he puts that hat down and he's going to face his future. And what I love about their movies is that that's what their heroes do, whether it's a comedy or a drama, whether it's a noir thriller, whatever, or a story about Llewyn Davis, you know, that it's always about people buffeted by these unpredictable forces who are just going to put their head down and move forward. And it's so gorgeously put forth in Miller's Crossing. But well, I still like your answer better.
Wonderful to have you on. Yeah. Thank you so much. His novel, City of Glows, is available in paperback now. Tim Blake Nelson, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.